T-Bird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. I'm Cloud County Community College Sports Information Director Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, we'll sit down with two members of the Cloud County Community College volleyball team when we're joined by redshirt freshman Julianne Sandoval of Corpus Christi, Texas, and freshman pin hitter Kennedy Casanova of Derby, Kansas. The Cloud County Community College volleyball team showed incredible effort in its three-set home match against number 12, Barton, falling 22-25, 22-25, 11-25 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play Wednesday at Arley Bryant Gymnasium. Casanova posted 5 kills and 5 blocks to lead Cloud County. Sophomores Carly Colgren and Isa Caroline Da Silva and freshman Zoe Sudbeck all tallied 4 kills. Colgren added 5 digs, while Sudbeck and Da Silva posted 4 blocks each. Redshirt freshman Addison Ogle and freshman Elizabeth Schuster added 2 kills each. Schuster also recorded a team-high 7 blocks as the T-Birds outblocked Barton in the match. Ogle notched a team-high 18 assists. Defensively, freshman Brooke Lougheed led the T-Birds with 7 digs to go with 3 service aces. Sophomore libero Beatrice Giusti added 4 digs. The Cloud County Community College volleyball team is currently in the midst of a 6-game homestand. And games 3 and 4 of that homestand come this Saturday when the T-Birds host a triangular with Pratt Community College and Northeast Community College. Cloud County will take on the Pratt Beavers at 12 p.m. Saturday to open the triangular before closing the day against the Northeast Community College Hawks at 4 p.m. Pratt and Northeast will face off in the middle match, scheduled for 2 p.m. All 3 matches from this weekend's triangular will be streamed live on the T-Birds Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Up next, we talk to two members of the Cloud County volleyball team, Julianne Sandoval and Kennedy Casanova. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next step after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 19th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 785-243-1435, extension 212, or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with two members of the Cloud County Community College volleyball team. Joining us today, we have redshirt freshman Julianne Sandoval from Corpus Christi, Texas. And also with us is freshman Kennedy Casanova from Derby, Kansas. And I appreciate the two of you taking time to join us. And Julie, I want to begin with you. And I know I had an opportunity to visit with you on the podcast last year, but very early into the year. But if you don't mind, kind of remind us a little bit about your journey to Cloud County Community College. How did you ultimately end up here from Corpus Christi, Texas?
How did I end up in the middle of nowhere in Kansas? Well, thank you for asking that, Toby. I started at a smaller high school in my city of like 8 high schools, I think. Not knowing really. I did know at one point I knew I wanted to come play college, right? And just that like strive and that like dedication that I put into my 4 years of high school, that I knew that this was my sport and this is a sport that I wanted to continue. And so like my senior year, getting that like rough injury that I had at the very end, that like ultimately like kind of like, you know, cut off all ties. I didn't want to play anymore. But after, you know, relearning how to walk and, you know, play again, I refound my love for it, and I decided, I was like, you know what, I am going to go reach out. It was a little too late at that point, but when Hilta and Deb last year had contacted me, I, like, just with their, like, playful banter on, like, that Zoom call that we had, and then the multiple calls after that, I knew that, like, I really connected with them, and I wanted to commit here and play.
Did you grow up playing other sports then? It wasn't just volleyball?
I did. I have been a runner my entire life. Since I was like super little, I knew like other than, I didn't know volleyball existed until like middle school, but I was a runner. And then 8th grade and freshman year, I started swimming as well, but I knew that wasn't going to be like my main thing. So it was an ultimate decision choosing between running track and playing volleyball, but I ended up choosing volleyball over it.
Why volleyball? What is it about volleyball that you love so much?
I think it's like the team atmosphere, because I know that track, like, it was just like a me thing. Like, unless you're running like a relay, but it was just a so quiet sport that I, as a person, I am a very loud, you know, and energy going person. So like, I knew that team atmosphere and just being able to like, you know, hit and run around, but like also having that team connection, because that's the one thing that I feel like I was lacking during track, was having like another person with me to, you know, like keep going and have that like passion and drive for it. But yeah.
But you mentioned towards the end of your high school career that you had suffered an injury. Tell me a little bit more about that, and how difficult and challenging was it to have to work your way back from that?
That was my first real big injury. I dislocated my ankle playing on my senior night of all days. And that for me was the hardest thing mentally. I know it sounds very, I guess not really like childish, but it's like, you know, a really big thing that happened to me when, you know, sports was my entire life. So when that happened to me, I was just so like the light in me just went out. Like, I just, not necessarily gave up, but it was just so difficult for me to process that this was going to be my life now. Like, I know it's like super, it feels like it's being dramatic, but like at that point, it for me, it was kind of, you know, like a ending thing. It took me a couple months. It was pretty bad that it took me a couple months to recover and relearn how to walk. And then that, you know, that spark in me just went away until, I got a message from a coach, a club coach in San Antonio that my friend used to play on. And she was like, hey, like, I'm looking for a middle. Like, are you willing to come try out for me and play? And at that point, I wasn't going to continue playing anymore. I was just going to go to, you know, to UT and just do school and maybe here and there play like intramural or club there. But then from that moment on, I knew that I wanted to continue, and that coach helped me get through that difficult part of my life and regain that passion that I once had. And I feel like I'm better than ever after that.
Now, you kind of joke about moving to the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
But it probably feels that way in some regard, leaving a place like Corpus Christi, coming to Kansas, Concordia, Kansas, of all places. I'm sure you'd never even heard of Concordia or Cloud County Community College before you had that initial conversation that you talked about with the coaches. How scary was that to then move from the life that you had known in Texas, now several states away, and to come to a place that you had never heard of, never been?
I think what's actually crazy is that I think the transition for me was pretty smoothly. I didn't really have like a big culture shock, but not like also like a, like, yeah, I did come from a big, like, bigger city, like not as big as Houston or Dallas, but like, you know, one of the bigger cities in Texas. And I don't think it was a very hard transition for me to this like smaller town life. I actually quite enjoy the quiet, the calm, like, you know, like when people, or you're driving and people like wave at you, like that isn't necessarily a thing where I come from. But like, that is just like the small hometown feel that I like didn't know I really needed, because like, you know, you're just road raging and on the highway in Corpus, but then here you're just like just one main road and all these little small roads, and there's like just a sense of peace that you get. And yeah, I didn't think it was a pretty bad transition for myself. I quite like it a lot.
I'll talk to you more about the transition, but I want to bring Kennedy Casanova into the conversation as well. Kennedy, as I said, from Derby, Kansas. So what kind of sports and things did you compete in, activities you were involved in growing up?
Growing up, I kind of started with dance and soccer. I was never very good at soccer, so I kind of stuck with dance for a few years. And it became a pretty big thing in my life that I enjoyed doing, that I was pretty good at. But around sixth grade, I started volleyball, and I realized I've never felt this way about a sport. I was more dedicated and more driven to succeed in volleyball than I was ever in dance, because dance is a competitive, somewhat sport, but when it comes to volleyball, it's a lot more competition and aggression you can put into that sport.
When did it kind of hit you, or when did you start thinking about, hey, maybe this is something I can do beyond high school that I might be able to do at the next level?
That probably hit around my freshman year, making JV my freshman year, not just the freshman team, because I knew I was not at the same level as all the eighth graders when I was in eighth grade, but I was like, I didn't know that, hey, I could actually become this good at a sport. So I didn't fully know that I was going to go to college, though, until the end of my junior year. But I had the idea around my freshman year.
How did Cloud County Community College enter the picture for you?
I looked up a list of JUCOs in Kansas because I knew I wanted to stay close just for my first year at least. And then I kind of saw them. I didn't look too much into it. But then when I went to the Kansas Network Combine at Friends College, I found Hilta and I was on a team with her. And she kind of told me about Cloud. And I was like, okay, that's really interesting. So I went on a visit. And yeah.
What was the visit like?
The visit I liked. I saw the campus for the first time. I was like, wow, I've never, like, this small of a town and it's a really nice campus from the outside. I was like, this is a crazy big campus just for how small the town is. And then I started meeting with Hilta and some of the admissions and I was like, I'm liking it here. I like the relationships I have with some of these people already.
What about campus impressed you? I hear from different people that I interview all the time, whether it be like they like the apartment style campus living. Yeah. You know, you heard Julie talk about that, you know, she kind of appreciated that it was a small town and a smaller campus. What stood out to you the most?
I do like how the apartments are set up. They're kind of cool. I love that we have a kitchen and that we have more than just one roommate, because kind of the opposite of Julie, I don't really like the small town, the small feeling, but when I have three other roommates, it does make me feel in a little bit bigger environment, even though I know it's not that big.
You stay relatively close to home.
Yeah.
But you come from a bigger environment mm-hmm. in Derby, a nearby city to the city of Wichita in Kansas. And so relatively close, but again, a lot of differences as far as size and overall yeah. environment between Derby and Concordia. How do you feel like you've handled the transition, though?
It feels like home pretty much. I know I do have come from a really big high school that's probably bigger than this whole campus, but it's coming from Kansas and from kind of the same farming area. It feels like home. It was a pretty smooth transition for me, just like Julie. And I don't mind the size of it, obviously. I like the bigger size, but I don't mind the size of it.
I want to talk about your freshman season so far. But Julie, let me go back to your first year here at Cloud, because working your way back from the injury that you had suffered in high school, you end up redshirting last year. You're around the team, you know, making trips, part of practices, those sorts of things, but didn't get the opportunity to play. Was that tough? Was that frustrating for you?
I think for the beginning, I never really thought of it as a negative thing, because I had talked to Hilta and Deb about maybe not seeing the court as much as I would have thought or liked due to this injury that I hadn't really been on my feet for quite a while, and still kind of in that like negative mindset of like, oh, maybe I don't really deserve to be here, you know, just the negative things that come with, you know, injuries, right? I was always hyping up my teammates. I was always there for them, regardless if I was playing or not. You know, every day of practice, I'm just working hard, you know, trying to prove myself, right? And ultimately deciding to redshirt was probably the best thing I could have. It set me up very nicely. And now this year, it set me up very nicely for this year, because this year it's like my true first season after practicing and getting all this experience and warming up with them. And it's like having that kind of like that joke where you're like, oh, like they've been doing this for a long time. They have like 10 years of experience, but they're like only like 18. Like kind of having that like joke that quite a bit of experience now, but now it's my first true season as a player and a part of this team. And I'm actually very happy that I chose to come here and stay with these teammates and these friends I've made. I knew that it was in my path to come here. And all these people who are in my path now are meant to be in my life.
Did it feel like, and kind of looking at it from a positive standpoint, that it eliminated maybe the pressures of, you know, having to compete and having to be out there on game nights, having to compete for a job and an opportunity to get some playing time, where because you were going to redshirt, really you could just focus on your own development and your own skills and stuff and get better every day in practice that you could?
Yeah, it definitely did relieve quite a bit of pressure off of myself that I unintentionally do give myself, because I'm a detail oriented person. I'm a perfectionist. So it's including my sports that like I will dedicate my entire time to it. And I'm glad that I was, you know, given that opportunity to redshirt to not only focus on like my skills, but also focus on my mentality and my mental strength. Because if I didn't have that, I would not have had quite a smooth transition from last year not playing at all to this year to have had some court time. So it really did relieve that pressure.
How excited though were you, and maybe how hungry were you as a player to now come back this year, knowing that there was an opportunity in front of you that you were finally going to get the opportunity to play?
Immediately, the moment I left this campus last spring, I was nonstop in the gym, playing beach, trying to find clinics to go hit up, as well as, you know, working to save up that money to afford to be able to go to like these like, you know, small tournaments I put myself in with my friends, playing beach or going up north to San Antonio to go and play in these like clinics, and these just to give myself I guess like more preparedness, because when you're more prepared you have more confidence, and especially in a game that's so mental like volleyball, that if both teams have to make mistakes, right? So everything that I did leading up to the season was to be prepared, because I am so excited to play. I am so hungry. I am so like ready to play.
What was the conversations like in the off season and leading into this year with Coach Ramos? Because there was a lot of returners, you yourself being one of them, even though you're a redshirt. But was there anything that she had asked of the sophomores and those that were back from last year about helping to guide, say, new players like Kennedy or the new faces that were coming into the program? Any expectations or things that she asked of you guys at the start of the year?
She wanted us to lead like how we would have wanted to. And I feel like we've done a very good job with that, because I feel like as a team this year, we are very close with each other. And I think we did a good job of, you know, bringing in these girls and making them feel at home, right? Especially some of the international girls. I know it's kind of crazy that coming into like a small place in Kansas, it probably was for them a really big cultural difference. So I'm glad that we were able all to just connect and, you know, have each other to fall on when, you know, things were rough, trying to acclimate to this new environment.
Kennedy, what was that like for you coming into a team in a place where you didn't really know anybody? What was that like, you know, those first couple of weeks? Because I've talked about this with some of your teammates too, that you're the very first ones on campus. You arrive before anybody else, before any other teams, before the student body gets here. And so really it's just volleyball for those first 2-3 weeks that you're on campus. But what was that like for you coming in again to a situation, a place where you really didn't know anybody?
I like it because I like getting to know new people. I'm a very extrovert person when it comes to these types of situations. You know, I'm the first to go up to someone and start talking to them. And we had a open gym like type thing that happened before everyone even got on campus for volleyball, where some of us could come up to Concordia, like the closer people. And I got to meet, you know, Grace, I got to meet Addie, I got to meet Iza, which that was surprising, but I did get to meet Iza. And right off the bat, you know, I kind of hit it off with them. They saw me yelling on the court. They saw that I'm just a very talkative person. So coming into season, they already kind of knew that about me. And it paid off, because now I have some of the best friends I've ever met.
I know that first month of practices can seem extremely long before you get into the start of the season, but are you glad that you had that time where you didn't have, say, the extra distractions or studies of, you know, schoolwork and the other people on campus and other things going on, where those initial first couple of weeks really you're able just to get into gym and focus on volleyball?
Yeah, I love it. Like, it was a lot of work, because we had 3 days, we had 2 days, we had team breakfast, lunch, dinner. But I honestly loved it. Like, I know a lot of people, they need their time to themselves. But when it comes to me and the thing that I came here to do for a month before classes even start, I wanted to be with everyone 24/7. I want to be practicing, eating, hanging out with them all, because it helps you create that bond right off the bat, and it helps your skills develop. Because if you're in a happy, confident environment, your skills develop 10 times faster.
Separate from volleyball, the transition to life as an adult now, being out on your own. I know you celebrated your 18th birthday with the volleyball team.
Yes, I did.
adjusting to campus life, having to be maybe more responsible, adjusting to a new school. How has all of that gone for you?
Oh, it's gone perfect for me. I come from a life back home where I already had a lot of responsibility on me, you know, working full time, kind of adjusting my whole life just to organize for an adult life. And I love the adjustment to kind of living on my own, not really still, because I know I'm still in college living with roommates, but I love the adjustment to an adult life. It's a semi-adult life, you know.
Julie, for you, I mean, life here out on your own, again, so far removed from your family. I know recently you had an opportunity to have your mom visit and celebrate your birthday as well. And so I know you really appreciated that. But again, being so far removed from, you know, where you grew up, your family life, your friends, what has that move been like for you? You know, even separate from volleyball, just kind of, you know, as you experience adulthood. And how supportive have you found people on campus here at Cloud? Do you feel like the people here that work at the school, that they want the best for you, that they want to see you succeed?
I feel very supported here at the school. I'm a person that just adapts well to different things, to different challenges that are thrown at me. I feel that, last year, the transition to come over here was, in the sense of feeling like homesick and stuff, I hardly did. Mom, when you hear this, I love you, but I was not necessarily homesick. I was ready for the change. I was ready for just to branch and, you know, be in a different environment. But this year I do feel, everyone on this team has been a great support system. I do feel like I miss home a little bit more than I did last year. Just the community we've created in this team has caused it created a sense of home here.
I feel like I notice a lot with people that after their freshman year, they're coming back their sophomore year. They seem to be even more excited to come back than they were that first time around. But it seems like they kind of come out of their shell just because they feel a little more comfortable in the surroundings. They know everybody. Did you feel like a greater sense of comfort coming back and hey, I've been here. I'm familiar with everything. I know what this place is.
I did. Immediately, coming back, I was like, this is a place that I know, and I felt more comfortable than I did last year. And I know that last year it took me a little bit, maybe a couple weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks of preseason to get finally adjusted. Like I said, I quite adjust well. So it was a lot easier and faster for me to adjust last year. And I knew that I was coming back to a place that I knew and a place of comfort. Like how you say, I just come out, not necessarily come out of my shell, but just having a place that a familiar, right? But like I said, I do miss home a little bit now, more than last year.
I want to talk a little bit about the season. I know you guys are disappointed with the overall record, the way things have gone to this stage. There's still a lot more that remains in this season, including a whole second half of conference play, so you'll get an opportunity to play everybody again. And I feel like there's certainly a lot of talent on this team that you guys do have an opportunity to be able to compete with the teams that you run up against. But I want to get a sense overall just how you each individually feel about your performance, how you've competed at this point. And so, Julie, let me start with you. And I know first coming in, you come in as a middle. And this team has, as far as overall depth, maybe one of the strengths of this team is its play in the middle. Obviously, you're back after redshirting last year, Tori Sanders, but then a couple of new freshmen in the mix with Elizabeth Schuster and Zoe Sudbeck. And I know we've seen at times where you've actually moved positions, play outside rather than just in the middle. And as you said to me, I just want to get out there. I want to compete. I want to play. What was your feeling about, you know, taking on a new position at times? And overall, tell me a little bit about kind of your mindset, because again, you're splitting time with so many girls. So when you do get the opportunity to get on the floor, what is your mindset? Kind of how do you approach things? How do you feel about the way you've played?
I like how you had said, like, it doesn't matter what position I get put in, whether it's in the court or I don't get to play at all, I will do my best to play and to play in that position that I'm put in. For a while in the beginning when I did, because I did play, you know, in during the spring, I did play outside, and I played outside a lot more than I did play middle. And it's just trying to get out of that middle mentality is like, you know, only taking two-step approach for a ball or coming in too early and just having to wait and calm myself down for that outside ball that, you know, can be equally as quick, but I still need to, you know, wait and to catch the ball at the right time. And I mentally, it's, dare I say, middle is one of the, or the hardest position to play in volleyball other than setter. The setter mentally is very strenuous, but physically middle is the hardest position. Kennedy, don't look at me like that. Middle is the hardest position to play, and I will stand on that. And as a person who's played middle their entire life, because I just happen to be the tallest person in the room at that point, even though...
I'm going to cut in here and say that setter is physically and mentally the hardest position. You see Addie busting her butt on that court. Come on, girl.
But now with the new setting rule with the doubles.
Okay. So and that helps you, too, because now you...
I don't double. Like, no, I never double.
Dude, that, the second ball, if it has to be taken by middle, it has... It can be doubled now, so that helps everyone on the court, not just the setter.
Regardless, Kennedy, middle is the hardest position to play. If you can see my face right now, I am looking away from her. I am distraught at the you know, what she's saying right now. But, okay, regardless, back to what I was saying. I actually lost my train of thought right there. Thank you, Kennedy.
Your mindset, though.
My mindset. It's now a whole different mindset. You know, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here, and I struggle with overthinking as, you know, any athlete does. And like how I said earlier, I'm a very detail-oriented person and a very perfectionist. So when it comes to, like, me not performing well or performing as well as I think I can do, it's really a struggle when you get into that headspace and it's not, you know, the best. And transitioning to outside, you know, going between back and forth, as most people can tell, I probably look a lot more confident to play in the middle, right? But once I transition to outside, I have to remember that, like, regardless of what ball I get or whatever, I have to send it over, right? So, and as one of the pins, we get all the, what we call a trash ball. So whatever ball that, you know, we just get past that I have to get, like, I know that at this point, I have to either put it, just send it over or figure out a way to put it away and get that point for us. Because sometimes these rallies get so long and long that I actually notice that, you know, being an outside, other than, you know, takes a lot of work than, you know, middle. Like middle, you're just, you know, trying to fake out that, oh, I'm gonna get the ball set to me. So I'm gonna, you know, run around trying my best as possible to go between, you know, outside to right side, you know, to go up and try and pretend to swing and, you know, try to take the blockers away from our pins. So they have the opportunity to hit and opportunity to get that kill. And I know that having a whole bunch of attempts and maybe not enough of kills on in the stats-wise of an outside will probably, like, hurt me, I guess, mentally in the way of perfectionism. Because I know in the middle, like, once I get set once, I put it away. And it's to have, like, less attempts, less errors, because at that point you're really just focusing on putting away the ball. But here, like, you're trying to really mix up the plays and trying to, you know, distract the other team from, you know, our other players too. So it's mentally a way different mindset than I would have in the middle as an outside.
Kennedy, let me bring you into the conversation again. Because you are a right side and unique in the fact that you're a left-handed hitter playing that right side position. But we've seen you just to having to play outside as well. Kind of tell me a little bit about your approach, your mindset when you get your opportunities on the court, kind of what you're thinking. Tell me a little bit about how you feel like you've done to this point in the season.
Any opportunity I can get to be on the court, I'm very grateful for, because obviously freshman coming in, you're not promised any playing time. You work for it. And the times I have been moved outside, Hilta told us at one point and earlier in the season, she goes, if I put you somewhere, it's because I know you can I know I'm confident you can play it. And that always really sticks in my head when I get put into a different position, because that means my coach has faith for me in that position. So I don't want to let her down. Like, I want to do what I can in that position, even if I'm not that comfortable with it. I still want to do what I can to, you know, help the team, better the team, because it's not about me at that point. Like, yes, my stats will speak for themselves at the end of the day, but it's not about me. It's about the team and, you know, the end result of the game.
I want to get into my final four questions. Before I jump into those, though, Kennedy, what's your ultimate goal? What do you feel like is your goal here, whether in volleyball or out, but during your time here at Cloud, what is it that you're hoping to accomplish, and where do you hope this takes you?
My ultimate goal is to better my skills all around as, you know, a utility player, to help me get to the next level, whether that be a D2 or a, you know, a higher level college that can pick me up and I can be prepared and physically, mentally, and have that mental toughness that Hilton always talks about, and have the physical side of it even, so I can just keep going with it and not just stop here after 2 years.
What are you majoring in?
Psychology.
What would you like to do with that degree?
There's a few different things running through my mind, but I want to work more with the criminology side of it. So like a victimologist, a forensic psychologist, if I can get to that point, but that's a lot of schooling. So
Julie, for you, what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring here in Cloud, mathematics and engineering, but once I transition to a 4-year, I will continue my engineering track to chemical engineering. Kind of a specialization, kind of hard to find a job for a specialization, but once you do, you know, you get that big bank, right? You get paid a lot. So hopefully, whether that's working at the port of Corpus Christi or working at the refineries, or even working like on like an oil rig as, you know, someone, a data analyst that goes in and checks if things are regulating properly, that is a dream of mine. That like it's such a weird like thing. Like, you wouldn't think.
Do you want to go back home?
I feel like in Corpus, there's a lot of job opportunities now opening up with our new bridge that just got built, that, you know, we'll be able to, you know, our port was going to be a busier port. We're going to have cruise lines going through it, which is crazy because, like, you know, Galveston is known for that, right? So now we have, like, the third biggest port in the United States. And then with this new desalination plant that's building, coming in, that's going to give us more job, but also going to make us even bigger as a city. And that'll be the second biggest desalination plant in the entire North America. Like, that's actually kind of crazy to think. Sorry, I'm just gloating about Corpus, but I feel like there would be a lot of job opportunities for myself there, for the field I want to go into, and then, you know, transition to another part of the United States. But I feel like home right now would be the best choice to continue that until I get into a higher level of my job.
Like I asked Kennedy, though, during your time here at Cloud, volleyball, not volleyball, whatever you want to take with this, but what are your goals during your time here? What is it that you want to walk away with? What are you hoping to accomplish during your time at Cloud?
Goal-wise, God willing, I hope to, you know, enter the next part of my life as, you know, going into a 4-year after this, and not only playing at a higher level, but also reaching that goal of, you know, continuing my career, my job goals at going into chemical engineering. Going into chemical engineering, which is such a tough career path, like, you don't see very many, like, student athletes go into, you know, these specializations or these hard, like, degrees, because they know that they're not going to have to put enough time into it. But I feel like as someone who's, you know, had playing multiple sports at once, I feel like I'd be able to manage that pretty well. And, you know, also being a red shirt, I get, you know, extra season of eligibility, so I can spread out my degree plan. So going on to the next step is, you know, play higher volleyball, but also continue towards my goal of becoming a chemical engineer.
All right, it's time for our final four questions. I'm going to ask you four questions. This is directed at each of you, so I want you both to respond to it. Kennedy, I'm going to let you go first, and we're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
And these are going to be volleyball related, but because we just talked about both of you, you know, primarily playing one position, but being asked at times to have to take on another. But in a perfect world, so you get a pick. Would you rather be a versatile player, that you can play any position on the floor, or would you rather just specialize in one position and this is my task, this is my job?
I would rather be a versatile, because that means when it comes to being looked at by different coaches or by even the crowd, it shows that you can do more than one thing, that you're valuable in more than just one area, and you can adjust to any needs of any coach.
Julie, for you, what would you say?
I also think versatile. I think being well-rounded as a player, especially being a shorter end of the stick, of actually being shorter than most people. I think being a well-rounded player, learning how to, you know, set, how to pass, and how to hit, regardless of what position or what height you are, is a good thing. That a lot of people tend to gravitate, well, oh, like, this girl's a lot taller, like, let's put her in middle and just force her to do that. That's what happened to me. And I really wish sometimes that I was a setter, because I didn't grow as tall as I should have been. So, yeah, I think being a versatile player is better for all-roundedness.
All right, question two. Julie, I'll stay with you first. I want to know which one you like more, which gets you hyped up more when you're on the floor. Would you rather have a long rally or a quick kill?
Someone who is a part of those long rallies in the middle, I think a quick kill, because I'm not trying to elongate my pain as running around as, you know, as a middle, running around, going to block, being out of breath. I think it's good to keep it short and get that quick kill, because having like 40-second rallies, you might think, oh, 40 seconds? No, 40 seconds is quite literally the worst thing or more you could probably do in volleyball. Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, for you, you're not in the long rally or quick kill?
Quick kill, because also as a right side, the other side, the hitter that hits the most is almost always the outside. So as a right side, you're going to go up and block, you're going to go back in transition. And as a right side, you don't see as many balls as the outside and sometimes even the middle, just because it is that back set's a little bit harder to do, especially from certain spots in the court. But you go up to block, you go back down to transition, go up to block again, back down to transition. Oh, wait, you got to cover. So it's a lot of going back and forth, you know, the quick changes, a lot of hard breathing. So I would say a quick kill.
All right, question three. Kennedy, you get to go first on this one. Would you rather be known for your powerful spikes or your unreturnable serves? Which would you rather be known for?
I'd say my powerful kills.
Why?
Because serving is really cool, and you know, when Grace and Zoe do their little top spin and they ace me, I'm just like, come on guys, like, you can't be doing that. But then when I see like Grace and even Zoe and, you know, Elizabeth and all of our hitters get those really, really cool straight down 10-foot kills, I'm like, God. And then I get it. No, Julie, don't.
I have to add something about that. You named everyone but me. The person in front of
you. I did leave out Tori Sanders. I did leave out Isa Languini, you know. But I left out a few other people, not just you, Julie. Don't worry.
No.
But no. I do think seeing them do that and then us getting to our cheers and, you know, have that excitement, which gets us pumped up, it's so much better than these long rallies, which we're all tired after and don't even want to keep to the next ball.
You guys told me coming in you were going to be arguing with one another.
Yeah.
So. Julie, for you, which would you rather be known for?
I have to be on the hate train. I have to be on the opposite of that. I'd rather have a cool, you know, serve.
Even as a hitter?
Even as a hitter, as yes. Because you can't start. You can't get that good kill without a pass, right? So, like, if you can't let them have a pass, they can't get a set and they can't get a kill. So, having... As the server, you're controlling yourself. Like that's the only thing you can do yourself, right? So you can't really expect a perfect set every time, right? Because there's not gonna be a perfect pass every time, right? So like having the cool kill, yeah, it ends a rally really fast, you know, ends a rally with like a bang. But like you're preventing the other team from scoring.
But do you think that kind of differs if you're not one that serves a lot? Like I know as a right side, if we do a 6-2, I'm not going to serve that much. Or even when Rachel will come in for me in the back row, I'm not going to serve that much. As a middle, you might not always serve. So do you think that kind of changes for your position?
No. Okay. I think I'm gonna continue arguing with you here.
Okay, come on.
Sorry, Toe. So like I said, like the small chances that we both get to serve, we're trying to get that ace to for us to continue to serve, to continue the points, to continue our our momentum, right? So, and also to keep us as a person serving for the, like, at the next game and the next game, like, we're the, you know, Helta can trust us as the people who can serve. So I think a serve is cooler.
So you want someone to come up to you after a game and go, hey, that was an amazing serve you had yesterday. Keep it up. Or would you rather someone go, you killed that ball in that 10 foot?
Well, I get both, so it's okay.
Okay.
I'm the one asking questions. So what are we doing? I've got one more. It's time for our fourth final question. Julie, I'll let you go first before Kennedy interrupts you.
I did not interrupt. Obviously. Thank you.
Final question.
I'm ready.
So which would you rather have? The game-winning kill or the game-winning block?
Oh, that was actually really good. Oh, I think the game-winning block, honestly, this sounds so cringe, but the aura. I think blocks are cooler than kills. I really think blocks are cooler than kills. So I feel like the game-winning block, just like an absolute roof on, let's say, like their most powerful hitter, like their outside or something, and just like coming off and just like looking at everyone. Like
Andy Jackson moment right there.
Yeah, like an Andy Jackson moment. You probably don't know who that is, Toby.
You can tell me off air.
I will.
So game-winning block.
Game-winning block.
Kennedy, do you agree?
Yeah, I got to agree. Especially, I'm going to bring it back to my position, especially being a right side, blocking some of the most powerful hitters in a game, their outsides. If I can stuff them so hard and it's the game point, it's it is probably the most, you know, satisfying thing to ever watch in volleyball. Like, yes, kills are all cool, but those blocks, they're just, it's like, I don't know. It's like you have a perfect life at that point.
I want to wish you both the best with everything still to come this season and in the future. And I appreciate the two of you taking time to sit down to join me today. And I hope you get your Andy Jackson moment.
I will.
We'll do it for you today, Toby.
We'll see it.
Yeah.
No, maybe not today, but
if you,
one day.
During the game, if you see me or Julie get a block and we come off, you know, turn around, do a little Mog moment, you got to say over the pod or whatever you're doing,
the
radio.
Live stream.
You got to go. That's their Andy Jackson moment right there.
You got it.
You'll know the moment.
I will know the moment. Yep. I'll help create the moment with you.
If I'm on the court, if I'm off the court, I will point at you.
Yep.
And I don't know if Kennedy gets that block, but someone else gets a block, I'll still point at you.
just point at me whenever it happens.
Yeah, we got you.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next step after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 19th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 785-243-1435, extension 2. Or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to redshirt freshman Julianne Sandoval of Corpus Christi, Texas, and freshman Kennedy Casanova of Derby, Kansas, for being our guests this week on T-Bird Talk. Following a hard-fought battle against number 12 Barton Community College Wednesday night, Cloud County will be in action at home this Saturday when the T-Bird volleyball team hosts Pratt Community College and Northeast Community College. The T-Birds will take on the Pratt Beavers at 12 p.m. Saturday before closing the day against the Northeast Hawks at 4 p.m. Live coverage of this weekend's matches from the Cloud County Triangular will be live streamed on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Also this weekend, the Cloud County Community College women's and men's cross-country teams travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas, as they will compete in the 37th annual Chili Pepper Cross-Country Festival. The Cloud County Community College women's cross country team has earned the number 20 spot in the week 2 edition of the 2025 NJCAA Division I Women's Cross Country National Coaches Poll, which was released Wednesday by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. The Cloud County Community College men's cross country team is ranked number 23 overall in the latest NJCAA Division I Men's Cross Country National Coaches Poll. This weekend's men's race at the 37th Annual Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival will begin at 11:25 a.m., while the women's race will start at 12:10. We'll be sharing race results this weekend up at cloudtbirds.com or on our social media channels. Just make sure you're following Cloud County Athletics on Facebook and Instagram or CCCC Sports on X. New episodes of T-Bird Talk drop each Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.